matters of health are not supposed to be subject to such, you know, scrutiny and negotiation. However, the Ghanaian worker of today already have agreed and come into terms to submit as much as 3.5% of our first year contribution towards the national health. Now, ever since the project rose, we've never been accounted for in any way. And we believe that there are many others who are also coming on this particular who are not contributing anything and benefiting from it. And if there is a need for funding talent, we believe there should be an assessment of the NHIA assistance now and look at other groupings who are benefiting, but yet they are not contributing, like the workers who are coming in direct. We know the VAT system also coming in direct. The worker is using his hard end of service benefit by way of sleep contribution. That portion is going out every month. Now, if for fact of funding, government want to come back and say, I want more, we don't think it is that element in that portion that should be looked at. Because, one, as I reiterated, there are many who are benefiting from the fund who have not paid anything to it. We know we have our Francophone and Anglophone in the West Coast who are here with us. They are all benefiting without contributing, just as the Ghanaian worker is contributing. So a way should be found. Let's get to this group of people. Let them also do their part of the country. We believe it will help. But the Ghanaian worker, we think we are at a crossroad where our pensionable should not be, you know, dragged into such a thing again. We could also stretch it to the informal sector. And that will shoot from the way. You see, like they say, if you create the garbage, you have to pay for it. If you have health challenge, you must also, you know, contribute something towards it. There should be a means to get the vulnerable also to contribute something. Other than that, the few of us who are caught in the former working class, they will continue to start, because once it's become this way, if we add on 1% goes to 3.5, we don't know the next stage that it will come again.
Solomon Kote is the General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union.